This is All Things Psychic, a weekly podcast with two psychic mediums where we answer your questions and share our experiences about all things psychic. Send your questions to us at allthingspsychicpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at allthingspsychicofficial.
Yay! Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, we're on. Dun, dun, dun.
So, Hi, everyone.
Here we are. Angelina and I have a little bit of the sillies today.
Yeah, it's been really nice out, and we took a week off last week to do outdoor stuff because it's so nice.
Yes, and it's summertime.
Summertime.
And we're not going to take things so seriously. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're back.
We're back.
Today we're going to talk about a little bit about the chakras, and we're going to do a reading. Angelina and I are each going to take turns pulling cards and speaking to what the card's messages are for each of the chakras. And we're going to do a reading kind of what's going on in the collective right now, because it's still an intense time and we want to offer support. And I think the more information that we have, the more that we can support you with how to navigate all the parts of it.
Mm-hmm.
So Angelina is going to start with root chakra, and we're going to pull. So each of us are going to pull three cards for our chakras. And oh my gosh. My favorite sound.
I recorded this and sent this to you. So. Lily has her own ringtone now.
Root chakra. Oh, I was going to say, if you say what the three cards are.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So I just wanted to say, because maybe I'm a little dyslexic, but I always get my chakras messed up. So I just wanted to clarify, your root chakra is at the base of your spine, like your tailbone,
mm-hmm.
and it represents, I always want to say, like, isn't it your sex?
No, it's more for grounding.
Okay, grounding. See, I already got that wrong.
That's okay.
So reproduction, foundation, grounding in the physical plane.
So it is also your basic, all of your basic needs. It is food, clothing, shelter, and your right to, you know, have medical, your medical needs met.
Mm-hmm.
And so each chakra has a right. And I love that, you know, so the root chakra, the right to food, clothing, shelter, safety, and medical care. And when it's when these rights are impaired, you can be stuck in root chakra until you receive the support that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Often people will say, like, oh my gosh, you know, is one of your chakras blocked? And I just be like what? Like, so it's when the rights are impaired that can block a chakra. And you can have more than one chakra blocked at a time.
Mm-hmm.
This is the basics, the fundamentals,
okay,
of the psyche sit in the root chakra.
Okay, and I pulled three cards, and I have Six of Swords, Four of Cups, and the Queen of Wands. What this says to me for the collective is that on an individual level, we all need to make sure we are doing whatever we need. Administratively to take care of our needs. So if we do not have healthcare, we have to figure out whatever we can do to get healthcare on an individual basis. So I know this reading is a collective reading, but what I'm getting is each individual person has to take personal responsibility to get out there and figure out what they need to do to get their needs met administratively within the system. So it's like a quick action movement. If you have to go to one office, sign a paper, go to another office, get a stamp, put something in the mail, get it off, do it, because that is one of the steps.
Awesome.
Doing that shows that you're taking care of yourself once you have established taking all those actions. You're proving to yourself that you love and care about yourself. Once you're showing that, you can actually reach out to other people if needed and care for them because you're taking care of yourself. So the Queen of Wands is, I would say it's just kind of fighting a lot of obstacles that are coming up after that, but you're going to need to stay on top of your game and persevere in taking care of yourself. So, in the face of whatever obstacles come up for you, just push through, persevere, no matter how angry you're hearing things in response, you're going to have to find a new way to ask questions or a new way to hear answers. Keep going until you get the right answers and the right questions out there. That's what I'm
reading. Awesome.
Okay.
I'm going to pull my three cards for sacral chakra. And the sacral chakra, the rights to the sacral chakra are the right to feel, the ability to express all of your emotions, and the right to create what we choose. And this includes being able to choose like your sexual partners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get to choose. This is about the power of choice is in the sacral chakra very often. And so it's a really important one. A lot of our creative, you know, what we choose creatively,
mm-hmm.
Flows freely from the sacral chakra. So let's see what's going on with the collective right now. Oh, okay. I do that. It's so funny. I do that each time.
You make comments. I do that too.
Okay. So the three that I have are Queen of Pentacles. The second one is the Six of Swords. And the third is the Three of Cups. So just quickly looking at this, interesting. The Queen of Pentacles, you know, it's really about being creative in the space of Mother Nature. Where in Mother Nature can you tap into being creative, tap into abundance, and also really grounding in that. It's not going to come, your creativity is not going to come from a material place. It's going to come from nature, maybe working in your garden, putting together a flower bouquet, putting together a wonderful meal from, you know, the stuff in your garden. It looks like it just keeps saying that it's coming from nature. The second card is the Six of Swords, and you are being ferried across from choppy waters to calmer waters, but know that you are carrying some dead weight. So what is it that you can let go of, either emotionally or physically, to open up to that creative side of you? The dead weight could be a story that you're telling yourself. Mm-hmm. It's something that you no longer need to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And that maybe you needed when you were in rougher waters, but you're, you know, going towards smooth sailing to calmer waters, and you don't need that dead weight anymore. And then the Three of Cups, friends, and having that connection with your friends is what is going to fill up your cup for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so doing maybe a creative project with friends, coming up with something, either like collaging, coming up with a manifestation or vision board. Do something where you celebrate friendship and your creativity. Make a meal all together. Mm-hmm. I know it's challenging during this time of social distancing, even coming together for like a potluck where everybody brings their own food and you sit in a park and you're sitting apart from each other, but you're still together, is really beneficial during this time. Isolation is not beneficial. So whatever you can do to not be isolated is going to bode well for you and sacral chakra.
Excellent.
Okay.
Love it.
Solar plexus.
I have the six of swords too. Solar plexus. Okay. I was just going to say, I have the six of swords too. Julie did for the root. Okay. Sacral. This is the fun one.
Nope. That's what I did. You get solar plexus.
Oh.
Personal power. Bring it.
Okay, sorry everyone.
Yeah, you know what's nice about this podcast? It's not canned. It's not something that's.
It makes so much sense to me now that you. Okay, I thought we were both doing. I'm like, what? Okay, sorry everyone.
That's all.
I'm back.
Welcome back. Welcome to the podcast, Angelina. We're glad you're here.
It's just been a while since I've seen anyone. Okay, I am doing the third chakra, the navel.
Solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. Which is representative of the stomach, liver, pancreas. This is your body's battery, store of vital energy, your lower intuition, gut instincts. This is going to be a good one.
Yeah, this is about so the rights for the solar plexus chakra is the right to feel powerful. And the right to act, like the right to act on what you feel strong about.
Okay. What I'm getting is to lead.
What are your three cards?
Oh, yeah. So I have the Prince of Cups and I have the Eight of Swords and the Devil card. So the major arcana, devil. So what I'm seeing is you really need to lead with your emotion to speak your truth. If you have constructs in your head that are coming in about each topic, you know, of like politics, religion, human rights, Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, everything. If you like, you have something in your head that is a construct that you are supposed to say in response to those things, push all of that aside and come from your gut and your heart and speak where that comes from.
Awesome.
The obstacle here is to get out of your mental anguish about the right answers. This is so interesting for me because I was actually hanging out with a very dear person and they had a really weird question for me, which illustrates this whole thing. They said, if everyone is born equal, what do you call a mass murderer when they grow up? Like, what do you call someone who is a mass murderer? And I just right out of my gut said, I believe everyone is born equal. I believe certain things can happen to people and then they don't deserve to be living in the same sort of construct that everyone else is if you're going around damaging other living beings. So I think that's a good example of what I'm talking about. Like, you don't have to have the written response to everything, just going from your gut.
Well, and just a side note of that, I liked what you said, everybody is born equal and everybody has free will.
Yeah.
To do with it what they want. Always. This is where personal responsibility and accountability are very important, because everybody has free will. Even if you're asking, you know, your guides for permission, you know, they need permission because you have free will. So, just
want to say no, that. I love that. You know, and instead of like, I don't know, I feel so inundated lately with like the right responses for everything. If it's coming within you and you feel it, say it, like getting in touch with your gut, because also your gut is connected to your heart, which is connected to your crown chakra. And Julie's actually really got me in tune with that when I met her. Thank you. Yeah. That all of these things need to be aligned for you to speak your truth and be in your truth. So
it's like your three brains.
Your three brains. Yeah. I learned a lot from you from that.
When the fetus is developing inside the mother, one of the first thing that develops is the gut. I mean, almost more so than the brain. And it's like the gut and the heart. And they say, you know, digest this information and trust your gut. It's really valuable.
Yeah. So if your gut isn't feeling good about something, trust it.
Okay.
You're doing four.
All right. I am doing heart chakra. And, okay. This is interesting. So I have the Knight of Pentacles and the Four of Cups and the Five of Pentacles. And just looking at this across the board, I see, starting out as a collective. The collective is feeling the weight of their responsibility, and you know, like, I'm a workhorse and I work all the time to be a good person, and why aren't I being treated better, and why doesn't anyone want to help me? And I just, when I look across these cards, I keep hearing like, poor me, poor me, poor me, which is interesting because with the Four of, you know, cups, you're being handed a big chalice. So it's like, I poured you something here. So the Knight of Pentacles is a workhorse on a freshly plowed field, and it is just waiting for new ideas and new feelings and opportunities to sprout. And I also see where people are tired of working so hard to defend themselves, to stand up for others, and not be treated how they feel like they should be treated. The Four of Cups is you're given an opportunity that maybe you don't want to take. There's just that being shown. You're given an opportunity and you're not sure if you want to take it because the opportunities didn't seem all that great to you in your heart. And then the last card is there's image of a wounded person and a poor person walking in front of a stained glass window that has the Five Pentacles on it, and they're lit up and glowing. And it's about walking past help that is being offered to you and you're turning away from it. And so knowing where your support and your help is coming from, and know that it's available if you just lift your head and look around.
I love it. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I know, because I think, you know, we get, like right now especially, we can get so stuck in fear. And your last card, the Five of Pentacles, is like, yeah, if you can get beyond that fear and just know you're going to be okay, that's the first step into healing yourself and accepting that things are going to be better.
And I think always look, you know, the other thing that I picked up from, you know, with the heart, especially, always look for the helpers. You know, we can be, it's so easy to criticize. And the helpers are there just as often as, you know, the non-helpers. Mm-hmm. But the easier path to take is the one of criticism. So anyway, just, it's important to look for the helpers and to lighten up a heavy heart.
I love it. Okay, so mine is now the fifth chakra, throat, which is blue. Oh my gosh. And Julie brought blue crystals today.
Yeah.
All about the throat chakra. So, okay, so what I'm getting is... this is totally the time for your voice to be heard. Pulling out all stops. So I have, what I have here is the Wheel of Fortune. I also have the Six of Swords again, and then the Hermit. So the Six of Swords is flanked on either side by major arcana cards. So these major arcana cards are saying, take your voice and go with it. Like, don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid of it. Speak your mind. Let it take you down your path. Make sure that you're taken care of, like back when we were talking about in the first root chakra, that you have everything lined up for yourself as far as administratively. Like, you're going to be covered. You're going to be taken care of. And then it's a very important time to have your voice be heard and to see where that pushes you on your own path.
Nailed it.
You know?
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a good one. Some come in more clearly than others.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, I find that if I try to just, if I can relax and just like, oh,
this is what it is.
Yeah. I don't have to try so hard.
Yeah.
I think anytime you do a reading, when we try to have it look a certain way or force it, it's not, the information's not going to come through.
No.
As easily.
There's an element of letting go where you just.
Third eye. You know, I'm pulling for third eye right now. Oh, okay. Okay. So the three. So let's see here. I'm sorry. And the throat chakra, you said it already, the right to speak and be heard.
Mm-hmm.
The third eye, this is the right for the third eye is the right to see clearly. This includes physical sight, which I thought was interesting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the right to perceive what is real. So if you see ghosts and someone tells you all your life, no, you don't, that's not real, no, you didn't, that's, third eye gets impaired because you're told that what you perceive is not real. Love that. Okay, so the three cards for the third eye, the first one is the World, the second one is the Queen of Wands, and the second one, and the third one is the Two of Swords. So with the World, like, just right away, what I see is, oh, wow, the third eye is, that's pretty big. It's like, it looks like it's overwhelming to the collective to take, like, to believe something so big. So with the World, you know, this one, it's a image of a figure inside of like a big wreath, and that's like the fetus in the womb, and the world is at your feet. We are at a new beginning, so you get to create your world now the way you want it to be. The world is at your feet. The next one is Queen of Wands, and so, you know, typically the Queen of Wands, she is finding that balance between home and career.
Oh, interesting.
So she has the sunflower and the cat, which represent home. and garden, and then the wand itself is about creativity. Where is she being creative in her life? About career and work, and so finding this card is really about balance and trusting what you see in your mind's eye for what that's going to look like moving forward, as far as maybe working from home or balancing out home and work life. And what I'm being also shown is that this is really for the next four months or so. It could be up to 6 months, but for the next 4 months, that's what these readings are for. And then the second one is the Two of Swords, and there's a figure sitting on a bench, and she's wearing a blindfold, and her arms are crossed, and she has a sword in each hand. And there's water behind her with rocks sticking out. And so you have to take off the blindfold to see things clearly. So also with the third eye being about seeing and seeing things clearly and perceiving, you have to take off the blinders.
Yeah, the
And that
constructs,
blinders,
like the
yes,
constructs that we were talking
those
about,
blinders can
having our
be social media.
yeah, having a
Those,
response for everything.
yeah. Take off the blinders. Start trusting your tummy and
In
connect it
your
with your
gut.
third eye.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, weird. It's all making sense now.
Is it
Yeah.
really?
Yeah.
So really trusting what you see, and in order to do that, you have to take off the blinders. And the rocks represent hard facts. You have to look at the hard facts, but you also get to trust what you see and perceive.
I
Ta-da.
love it.
Okay,
Okay.
crown.
Last one is crown. It's the seventh chakra on the top of your head, which connects you to the universe. So it stands for metabolism, RNA, DNA, spiritual and universal oneness. Okay, so
Awesome.
here we
And
go.
this is the crown chakra. The right is the right to know and the right to have accurate information. And it's also the right to education.
Ooh.
Education in the way of either, just wisdom being downloaded to you. Yeah, it's the right to education.
Okay. What I'm getting for the collective, I have the Ten of Cups, the Seven of Wands, and the Eight of Swords. So, what I'm getting is that everyone is not seeing the big picture yet, but there's room for all of us to be okay and have what we need to get by and to be fulfilled. There really is. I think there is a fear contrasting that there is not. There's not enough. There's no way to make a living, to get out of poverty, to get out of the fear of our living situation, of our total societal situation right now with everything. Have trust that there is enough for everyone and go within yourself and look at all your talents. Look at the things that bring you joy and happiness and start pursuing those. It looks like we're moving into a more creative vibe with work, and I am getting the impression that our whole construct and idea of work is going to change. It's not going to be the conventional one that we had, but it starts from being happy on the inside. Yeah.
Oh, I like that. And you know
Yeah.
what? I think there's room for the work construct to change.
I think
I,
there's a lot of room for that.
right? Where did the 40-hour work week come from?
I
I'm
know.
gonna do some research on
Sucks. Sucks.
that. Well, thank you, Angelina. That's
Yeah,
that
thank
was I
you,
love the
Julie.
clarity on that. All
That
right,
was
everybody.
great.
We're rooting for you. This is a
Woohoo!
worldwide reading.
Yep, that was for the collective, all the chakras for everybody right now. And please write in and tell us your thoughts,
Yes,
what you
or
think
your
of these four
questions.
questions.
All things psychic, podcast@gmail.com.
We want to hear from you.
All right. Blessings. Have a great week.
Peace.